This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The president asks some European leaders to speed things up a bit and prevent a recession. Did he ask nicely, saying pretty pleased to the French and Germans? Hey, didn't we help you guys out a few decades back on this 11th day of the 11th month? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and good Veterans Day, 11th month, 11th year. You get it, everyone? Veterans Day, everyone. Celeste Headlee is out on assignment. We're talking about a new TV series about Muslims in America this hour. The travails of Europe, of course, and the travails of the Super Committee in Washington. Todd Zwillick will be on that. And the grisly man, Werner Herzog himself, joins us later this hour. Listeners are talking about Veterans Day. Here's Steve from Brookfield, Mass.
Rather than spending a lot of money and time with symposiums for employers, a lot of the time and effort should go into training for veterans and how to define their skill sets and then translate them into business situations.
That's Steve's reaction to a Senate vote yesterday offering some incentives to employers for hiring veterans. You can join the conversation at 8778-MY-TAKE or write us at thetakeaway.org. What do you want to say to veterans on this Veterans Day? Let's begin with the top stories we're following in the headlines. Key vote in Italy today as the Berlusconi era nears an official end. The Italian Senate votes on austerity measures designed to keep Europe's third largest economy from bankruptcy. Italian Parliament member Giorgio Lamalfa spoke to our partner, the BBC, this morning.
The Senate will pass the austerity measures which have been proposed by the government. The opposition, of which I'm a member, will, abstain on them in order to let them go through.
Approval of the measures will pave the way for the promised resignation of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi this weekend. Human Rights Watch is expected to release a report today accusing Syrian forces of committing crimes against humanity in the city of Homs, where almost 600 civilians have been killed. The city is not necessarily under government control, though it's been switching back over the last several weeks. The group, Human Rights Watch, wants the Arab League, in reaction to the situation in Homs, to suspend Syria's membership. Arab League leaders meet tomorrow in Cairo. This morning, the fighting has intensified across Syria. That's reported to be the sound of Syrian security forces firing on protesters in the capital, Damascus. Syria faces another day of anti-government protests, which have become a weekly ritual after Friday prayers. Former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno has reportedly contacted a criminal defense attorney in the child sex abuse case that has rocked the university. Paterno is not charged with any crimes in connection with the case, but was fired this week for his role. He has said he regrets not doing more after learning about allegations of sexual predation against his ex-defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky. The family of kidnapped Major League Baseball player Wilson Ramos says it has not heard from his captors. Ramos was abducted by armed men earlier this week in his native Venezuela. Truce on Capitol Hill. The Senate unanimously approved a portion of President Obama's jobs plan that awards tax credits to companies that hire unemployed veterans. President Obama will take part in Veterans Day ceremonies in Washington and San Diego today before heading off to Asia on a 9-day trip. And Texas Governor Rick Perry turned to humor last night, and he had no problems with his memory. It was all about excuses for that brain freeze. He actually went on Letterman and read the top 10 Rick Perry excuses.
Number 6.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
Got to admire that guy, I have to say. Governor Perry has a chance to redeem himself once again at the next Republican debate tomorrow night. Asian and European markets up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,893. The S&P opens at 1,239. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,625. A very famous voice late at this hour.
Your childhood was pretty bad. Life didn't deal a good deck of cards to you, but it doesn't exonerate you, number one. And secondly, it does not necessarily mean that I have to like you.
mean I have to like you. Oh, Werner Herzog joins us to discuss his new documentary, Into the Abyss, which centers on capital punishment. We have almost 10 minutes of that voice uninterrupted. But first, we go back to Europe with an update on the Eurozone.